It's a writing challenge. Post-draft update. On the right focus. Manuscript finished? Now what? And what do we do to get our books ready to publish? Maybe this episode can help. Welcome to The Right Focus, a podcast for all writers. On this episode, we have the last check-in for the writing challenge of To Write a Book in a Month. 1st of May word count, 35,891 words. After revisions, which includes gutting and adding and enhancing, the final word count is 37,189 words. Maybe I should put in one extra word just to round it up. My original projected end date was May 5, at which time I would upload the ebook to an online distributor. On April 28, I mentioned that plans for the week would interfere with that May 5th publication date, but I thought I would be able to publish on May 6. I finished the draft on May 1st with a massive focus day, 76,000 plus words in one day. That's a lot. 2 years after the April challenge, I'm still thrilled with the finished novella. Ideas popped in that I wasn't expecting. The creative muse certainly did her job on that one. Critical editor then came out to play. While I wanted to jump immediately into writing numbers 2 and 3 of the novella, I had other commitments first. When I finally finished those, I turned to the other novellas in the trilogy, and I just finished them, To Charm the Wind and To Curse the Weir, which I bundled together as Spells of Air. Back to 2 years ago, the day after I finished the draft, was cooking, a luncheon, and packing. I remember that my mind swirled with pleasure at the end of To Wield the Wind. The ending scenes were so strong, too strong, to start the Proof Plus immediately. I had a nonfiction that I needed to head through Proof Plus, a procrastinated job because I was so eager to start Wield Wind. I completed a third of that on the next evening. The next day we drove to our destination. Our cabin was cute. Our conversation was great. Our meals were excellent. In downtime, I completed the next third, and the next day followed with the last third of the nonfiction and conversation that was excellent, meals that were great, and cabin that was still cute. The day after my start on the Wield Wind draft, way back, I had started the Proof Plus of the manuscript. Then I had to start pushing to finish the rough shape and the draft, which meant Proof Plus was delayed. The first revision session reached page 23. In the little bit of extra time on the break, I took Proof Plus to page 64 of the 144-page manuscript. I stopped because I was yawning. Clear heads are needed all through this stage. What is Proof Plus? It contains several steps. Finishing the manuscript does not mean that a writer's job is done. We have to complete the manuscript. Prepping for publication includes revisions, a rapid read, followed by fixing holes and discrepancies. Then we add in enhancements. Next comes line editing, reading the manuscript backwards for errors with corrections. Insertion of front matter, title page, copyright notice, acknowledgments, and back matter, author's note, promos for other books, comes next. These are usually saved documents that I just update whenever I have new material and just copy and paste them in. Next comes market copy. This used to be called the blurb, which is an old publishing term. Most people say promo copy or book description. It's what you read on the back of the book or the flyleaf off of a hardbound that gives just enough of the story to intrigue and convince you to purchase the book. For online distributors, this is the book catalog page. Blurbs are not easy to write. Type writing is necessary. Marketing copy is completely different from fiction and nonfiction writing. How do we write market copy? First, we start the blurb with the tagline. It sets the tone for the book and will keep the focus narrowed for the promo copy. We stay in present tense. This creates immediacy for the reader. We use tight writing. Here are the three quickest rules to show you tight writing. 1. Avoid passive voice with the by, which is a prepositional phrase that usually throws the actor of something to the back of the sentence. 2. Avoid any ing verb forms. C. Avoid there or here as a sentence starter. Here's an example of avoiding passive voice. Auriel is viewed as prey by the magical creatures of the forest. We change that into active. The forest magical creatures view Auriel as prey. She may be the main character, but we're talking about the action of a character, such as the magical creatures, not Auriel's action. Because it's their action, they come first in the sentence. Here's how to avoid an ing example. In the sentence, she will be traveling to Icecliff Haven in order to renew the alliance between the Enclave and the Rogieri, is changed to she travels to Icecliff Haven to renew the alliance, yada yada. Here's an avoid their example. There is a dark fae called Ladybone who leads the wild hunt. Just say the dark fae Ladybone leads the wild hunt. Basically, with a blurb, you're going to write four very brief paragraphs. Some of those paragraphs may only have one sentence. Start with the tagline. The second paragraph should introduce the main character very briefly. Tell what their situation is. Tell what their problem is. You can switch these first two paragraphs if your teaser is really strong. Third, provide the immediate obstacles at the beginning of their book. Fourth paragraph is called the selling paragraph, such as if you like twisted magic, grim shapeshifters, and evil sorcerers. Those are basic keywords related to genre. That's where you put it, in the selling paragraph. Stay under 350 words, even with the two and three sentences at the end, which place the book within the series and direct the readers to your website. After finishing the market copy, which I did on my first day back, I fully expected the corrections would take until midnight or longer, yet I managed to upload the corrected manuscript before 8 p.m., only one day off my projected deadline, exactly as I had predicted 10 days ago. When I received a link for the uploaded book, I checked it online and found a major blooper, fixed that, re-uploaded. On the weekend trip, I had proofed that nonfiction manuscript, so I finished its corrections. I created a promotional post announcing Wild Winds publication containing the purchase link, which I got from uploading the book the first time. I set up scattered promos for To Wield the Wind, another announcement with the link, the promo with the blurb and the link, the promo with the first chapter and link. These are passive posts. Following my plan, I will not have active paid ads until all three novellas are out. This first novella will serve as the loss leader, hopefully bringing readers to the next two novellas as well as the three 100,000 plus novels that are the main series for this world. 2 years ago, I hadn't decided if I would bundle the three novellas. The pros and cons ran equal. But this year, as I finished the series, I decided to bundle the three into Spells of Air. Finally, going back, I had to update copy and links for my Remy Black and Main Writers Inc. website, both landing pages and author pages, to reflect this new publication. Trying to keep the public presence up to date can be exhausting. It's a long day of work. The very next day, I started research and the master book for my next project. Basically, all publishing and promo work for To Wield the Wind was completed in 3 days. I only pick it back up if I spot a major problem. Then, when I start for the next series, To Charm the Wind, I'll go back and review. Until then, no tinkering. It's time to move on. I've completed the Write a Book in a Month challenge. I succeeded. I was only one day off my publishing goal, 37,000 plus words in 1 month on one project, while a second project is also ongoing. It's totally possible. I get fudge now. And who can turn down a little fudge? I hope you found my experiences and thoughts while on this challenge and the 55 lessons helpful and practicable for your own writing. Inspiration for this episode comes from Phyllis A. Whitney. She said, quote, problem, purpose, conflict, goal. Think about those four while you are in the planning phase of your novel. Keep these elements at the back of your mind to guide you while you write. When you have written a scene, make sure they are all there, or that if one or another is missing, it is intentional and the effect is what you want. That works for any type of writing, whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction, whether you're writing prose or poetry, whether it's going to be read or whether it's going to be staged and seen. Coming up, we're back to our regular Wednesday episodes for the podcast. For the rest of May, we'll have the opening chapter from each of the following, To Wield the Wind, then To Charm the Wind, and then the concluding, To Curse the Weir. Beginning in June, our focus is craft, the knowledge set that every writer needs to have. Previously, we've only mentioned craft As an aside, time to talk about the steps to discovering your novel. The ideas for the book are swirling around your head. You may have scattered scenes and partial sketches. This summer, let's get everything into a workable form. Therefore, first, chapters for the fantasy trilogy by Remy Black that came from the April Writing Challenge. Then we're discovering your novel. Thanks for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels hosted by M.A. Lee with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Ruins, all from Writers Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on thewritefocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.